Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. My name is Full Metal Jackie. Very happy to say that tonight on the show with us, we've got Kim Thiel from Soundgarden. How are you, Kim?
Oh, great, Jackie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Great to be here.
Lots going on with Soundgarden, obviously. You guys have re-released 1989's Louder Than Love on vinyl. There's also a vinyl 20th anniversary reissue of Down on the Upside from 96. And what changes about the importance of Soundgarden albums years later, now removed from the context of the time and place where they were first released?
I think they have a value of not just to collectors, but certainly there's a catalog vinyl. One thing that the band has noticed since getting back together in 2010 is how many young musicians and bands cite us as an influence, and that's certainly a source of pride for us, and that's probably where we would have loved to have been when we started playing together, was to be like the guys in our record collection, the people that inspired us, the people that got us playing together. And I think for that reason, it's good for us to keep the catalog active. And there are some upgrades to this. Well, it's on 180 gram vinyl, which is really important to audiophiles. I myself am perfectly happy with the scratches and pops, but I know that other people are a little bit more discerning when it comes to vinyl.
Kim Thiel with us tonight talking about Soundgarden vinyl re-releases, which I'll have a set to give away later on in the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. Slipknot killed on the Lemmy stage last night at Knotfest. This is The Devil and I on Whiplash. It's Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Kim Thiel of Soundgarden is our guest on the show tonight. We're talking about a bunch of re-releases from Soundgarden. And Kim, what made you fully understand the long-term impact albums like Super Unknown and Down on the Upside made on people's lives?
I think the long-term impact was appreciated after, you know, the band had been apart for, 10, 12 years. I would meet other people in bands. I'd meet people who are younger than most of our initial fans, who are probably in their 40s or 50s or even 30s now. And you meet young musicians. You meet kids and who'd say that this record got me through high school or college or maybe even junior high or younger. They would describe how important it was to them. And then I remembered having those very powerful feelings in regards to my Ramones records, you know, or my Aerosmith records, or my Zeppelin records, or my Stooges records. And I thought, this is great. This is perfect. We've done something right that years later, you know, we're still seeing that kind of impact on people's personal lives. And I think importantly, even more exciting was to find that many of these people learned how to play guitars or drums or keyboards or whatever. They started their own bands, and that was really satisfying to learn that we had that impact on people who wanted to write their own songs and start their own bands.
Kim Thiel of Soundgarden with us on Whiplash. It's 95.5 KLOS with Accept.
Wallman!
Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. Our first annual KLOS Monster Mosh is coming up on Saturday, October 29th at the Honda Center in Anaheim. You've got Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, 6 a.m., and As Lions. Tickets are on sale, but caller 25 right now at 800-955-KLOS. Scores a pair of tickets furnished by AEG Live. Good luck. I'll see you out there at the show. This is Shinedown with Devour on Whiplash. Full Metal Jackie, this is Whiplash on 95.5 KLOS. Kim Thiel from Soundgarden with us on the show tonight. We're talking about the couple of re-releases that are out, Louder Than Love, and also the reissue of Down on the Upside. And in our culture of streaming and downloads, why is it important to you that Louder Than Love and Down on the Upside be re-released on vinyl?
One thing I've noticed that makes it important that we keep these things out on vinyl, CD, cassette, but especially vinyl, is that I found that people who enjoy music, and music is the activity that they're pursuing, these people like to listen to things the whole album. They like to listen to things on vinyl. It took me years to grow away from vinyl and get used to the portability of CDs. But I currently maintain my collection with both CDs and vinyl. People who enjoy music as sort of a secondary activity, something that they might use alongside some other activity like jogging or working or driving. I think most people are pretty happy with MP3s. The vinyl definitely is for people where listening to music is the primary activity and the goal of that particular activity on any given day. I myself probably have music that feels great when I'm driving or if I'm doing something else, but when I listen to music, it's pretty much there and in front of the stereo with my headphones on. And I think people who listen to vinyl and people who purchase vinyl are definitely oriented toward music as that primary activity and not as an accompaniment to some other thing they're doing.
Kim Thiel of Soundgarden is my guest on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. I'm going to give out a set of the vinyl re-releases from Soundgarden later on in the show. Coming up, though, music from Judas Priest. We'll check out a new Testament track. I've got Gojira tickets. By the way, my favorite guitar player of all time, Steve Vai, celebrating the 25th anniversary of one of the greatest records, Passion and Warfare. And he's doing an anniversary tour where he's playing the album front to back for like the first time live for U.S. and Canadian fans. And we've got two shows in October. There's a show at the Fox Performing Arts Center in Riverside on October 8th. Then there's a show at the Majestic Ventura Theater in Ventura on October 12th. Tickets on sale now for both shows. Call us at 800-955-KLOS and we'll give caller 20 a pair of tickets to the Riverside show on October 8th. Tickets furnished by Vector. I'll be out there, passed out from the excitement. More with Kim Thiel coming up on Whiplash. Ozzy Osbourne on KLOS. It's Full Metal Jackie. This is Whiplash, 2 hours of hard rock and metal Monday nights from 10 to midnight. Ozzy and the Sabbath guys played two great shows this week. Of course, we had Ozfest over the weekend and the Bowl show last week, and that was just tremendous. Both shows. But I think every show anywhere should end with fireworks like they had at the Hollywood Bowl show. That would be nice. We've got Kim Thiel of Soundgarden on the show with us this evening. Kim, sonically, what did you feel needed to be addressed when remastering the old albums?
Well, I think especially with the case of Loud and Love, remaster is probably necessary because of the newer technologies and the potential for increased quality in the listening experience that have developed over the past, when did that record come out? 89? So what is that, the past 28 years? I think that in itself is one issue that is addressed by remastering. There are certainly others. The fact that when this record came out, there wasn't this commonly available digital technology. You know, we have it on our players. It's more available in professional studio systems, and that gives us an extra ability in fine-tuning the volume and the tone, the frequency that we would have put down on tape. And both these albums are remastered from the original analog tapes. So I think you're going to get a warmer and more accurate representation of what we had recorded.
Soundgarden guitarist Kim Thiel with us this evening. And hey, coming up on October 6th, that's a Thursday night, KLOS and myself are presenting Gojira at the Wiltern. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. And caller 25 will give you a pair of tickets furnished by Live Nation. Here's a tune from an older Gojira record called The Way of All Flesh. This is Vacuity on Whiplash. Full Metal Jackie on Whiplash, 95.5 KLOS. Kim Thiel of Soundgarden on the show with us tonight. And culturally and musically, in a lot of ways, Seattle was an opposite of Los Angeles. How would Soundgarden be a different band if you came up in L.A.?
I don't know how different we would have been. There's a, you know, sort of a little bit more of a complicated biography with the band. I mean, a couple of us moved to Seattle from Chicago. We were raised in Chicago. I was born in Seattle, but raised in Chicago. Matt Cameron is from Southern California. So we ultimately, our first full-length album was released on a Long Beach-based label, SST. And they were releasing records by other bands from San Pedro, Long Beach, LA area. It's very likely that we would have still been affiliated with SST and some of the artists that were playing around in LA. I think that's the kind of people who were as individuals, you know, socially and culturally. I doubt very much that we would have been the kind of band that was into, I'm referencing my 80s imagery now, but spandex and bikini girls dancing on the hood of your car and cocaine. Those are kind of the cliches of the LA scene, and we weren't interested. There are other things that drew our attention, and I think if we were in LA, we still wouldn't have been caught up in that. I don't think. I think but there are other aspects of geography. Maybe we would have spent more time on the beach. Maybe that would have come into our music. More time driving, too. But then again, we certainly got to Nevada.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Soundgarden guitarist Kim Thiel with us. Gonna have Kim pick a tune in a bit. Plus, I've got that Soundgarden vinyl to give away, so stick around. Whiplash on KLOS. That was non-state actor from Soundgarden. That was Kim Thiel's pick. He's our guest this evening as we celebrate the re-releases from Soundgarden, Louder Than Love and Down on the Upside. They're out now on vinyl. And Kim, is there anything you can tell us about what's to come in terms of Soundgarden? There seems to be other re-releases. Is there a new music timeline? Anything you can share?
Oh, there are definitely other projects, catalog projects that I've been overseeing over the past year. And one of them is the record I referred to earlier from the SST label, which is on Long Beach. That record, Ultra Mega OK, we've remixed that by Giampino here in Seattle. Did some remixing for it. And we're hoping to put that out early next year. And we've moved the labels. I think we're going to bring that out on Sub Pop, all positive, bring out on Sub Pop. All the paperwork's in order. We have something slated for Black Friday, and I think the most exciting thing in the next few months is we plan to reach the street date of November 18th with the 25th anniversary box set for Bad Motorfinger.
Wow. So there's still a lot more to come.
Yeah, you're talking about a catalog that was probably overlooked for a decade or so.
I agree, but not a band that hasn't been noted, as you mentioned, as, you know, an influence for so many other bands. And, you know, the band, of course, important to the genre and has some serious significance, a historic significance. And so glad that you guys are, you know, still together and making new music. It's amazing.
Yes, and we're certainly happy about that. And like I said, I didn't say this time, but in previous interviews, you pointed out the most exciting thing was having the new material be as fresh and to add to the new material with the individual musical experiences we've acquired over the past decade or so. And that kept everything with the same songwriting and personnel dynamic. Well, that's augmented that personnel dynamic with these new ideas and new music and new experiences that we've acquired over the past decade or so. It's easy, like any relationship with family or loved ones or boyfriend or girlfriend. Sometimes after a period of time, you grow apart. And you grow apart when you're together, you grow apart when you're away. But after this long period of time, we're still sort of where we're at with each other, and that's been a very positive thing. Probably because over those years that the band was not together, we're all still in touch and all still sharing a similar social circle and the same friend. And so we're always constantly, you know, doing things together and running into each other. It's just a matter of getting the four of us all on the same page and willing to, you know, put our nose to the grindstone and do the work that was required to keep the Soundgarden machine going the way it was when we split in the late 90s. I think the added maturity and growth is probably a bonus as well.
It's Full Metal Jackie with Kim Thiel of Soundgarden on the show with us, and I've got the Soundgarden re-releases on vinyl here. Down on the Upside and Louder Than Love. Call us at 800-955-KLOS. Caller 25, both are yours. Furnished by Universal Music. Good luck. It's Whiplash. Stabbing Westward. Save Yourself on Whiplash. Kim Thiel of Soundgarden on the show with us tonight. Kim, I know you guys all have a lot going on. When do you think you will get back in the studio with the Soundgarden album? Will there be a tour?
Yeah, well, we're planning on that as well. I mean, right now, obviously, there's some other projects that are taking up, you know, band members' time, and that's got some Pearl Jam touring and projects. Chris Together, of course, are working on this Temple of the Dog thing that you've heard about. Over the past year, we've had a number of songwriting and jam sessions, Soundgarden, getting together to simply exchange ideas and document and record them. So we have some rough demos of a dozen or so songs. We'll continue to do this with as everyone's schedule sort of lightens up and opens up. And hopefully by next year, we'll find ourselves in the studio fleshing out these ideas.
Awesome. Well, sounds like you guys are going to be very busy, and there's a lot going on. Good luck with all that's to come. And Kim, always appreciate talking to you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you. And I just want to add that this probably in the future, this is probably the sort of schedule pattern we'll have as Matt and Chris are, especially if Matt's involved with things Pearl Jam, there's plenty of catalog issues and releases that the band will be paying attention to during the touring downtime. So there's other things that are being developed and being compiled and collected for future releases over the next few years.
Awesome. Well, it's one thing that you guys don't have a shortage of, it sounds like it was content. So that's great.
No, we did accumulate a lot.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Kim. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Thanks for listening to Whiplash. I'm here every Monday night from 10 to midnight. You can hit me up on Twitter at Full Metal Jackie, and do check out the Whiplash page on 95.5KLOS.com. Gonna leave you off with a tune from Metallica as we head into September 27th, which is 30 years since we lost Cliff Burton. So a salute to Cliff Burton this evening on Whiplash. Even now, 30 years later, his absence is still felt. Metallica have never forgotten Cliff or failed to acknowledge his part in where they are today. So I'll leave you off with the only Metallica track solely attributed to Burton. It's Whiplash on KLOS. See ya.
Bass solo, take one.